We've been working on this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview.
I see every case of domestic violence from Richmond Police Department across my desk.
Richmond Police Detective Stuart Adams on a dark side of life he has seen over and over again in his nearly 30 years on the force.
We were getting reports from 2, 3, 5 or something, maybe a week. It's a daily occurrence now.
Detective Adams often finds safety for survivors of abuse at Richmond's Hope's Wings Domestic Violence Shelter, where Jennifer Lanehart is director.
Hope's Wings is the domestic violence program here in Madison County, and we offer lots of different services. First and foremost, an emergency shelter for women and children who are fleeing abusive homes.
I asked the veteran police detective and the domestic abuse shelter director to step out of those emotionally detached official roles for a moment and tell us how they, as people, cope with such frequent exposure to the mean, cruel, abusive side of life. Each has a particular way that works for him or her. On last week's Eastern Standard, Jeff Hawkins of the Kentucky Valley Educational Co-op made the point that
we are collectively smarter and more able together than we are when we are siloed and separate.
This week, evidence that others in the Eastern Kentucky region are on the same wavelength.
Well, over the last 2 years, this group has been working together to really figure out how we can work together.
Betsy Whaley on a 2-year-old grassroots organization, What's Next EKY, and the results of a survey.
They would like to see more diversity, a more diverse economy, more diversity within leadership. Almost universally, people are concerned about the opioid epidemic and what that means for families and, you know, grandparents raising grandchildren. They're worried about extraction and, you know, not wanting to recreate a mono economy that is extractive.
We'll be joined by another active member of What's Next EKY, Dan Click of the Grayson Gallery and Arts Center.
I think people are realizing we've got to work together.
And that's been happening, revolving around the possibility of growing a tourism industry.
Coincidentally, about the time this whole grassroots movement started, it seemed like, in our area anyway, a Fiveco region that is a, you know, one of those community ad groups, they'd also called a meeting to try to network the tourism groups together. So it was the first meeting we'd attended after our What's Next EKY get-together was all about tourism.
It won't happen overnight, says Whaley, and it's going to take a lot of patience.
This is long-term work. Building a network takes many, many years. And what we want to do is make the network valuable to people. We don't want to create meetings for people to come to just to come to a meeting.
Is today's economy booming? As Mary Scherer of Kentucky Habitat for Humanity tells us, it all depends on who you are.
What I'm seeing is that, yes, the economy is proving for a particular segment of individuals, but for a lot of Kentuckians, it is not.
Mary Scherer is joined by Rachel Childress of Lexington Habitat to tell us about a nationwide campaign to make housing affordable to the millions who today find the cost of owning or renting a home out of reach.
For folks who live in stable housing, it's quality, it's affordable. Children do better in school. More people go to college. They make more money. They're more active in the community. They're more likely to vote. They're more likely to give back and volunteer. That's what we want for everyone.
It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on WEKU and on your WEKU mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.